wonder if people say this about me. Red Rachel said she was at something this weekend, and her friend said, pointed way across the crowd, said, "Be careful, there's a town pervert over there." I wonder if people look at me and go, "Huh? Be careful, there's a town pervert."
Which town?
Any town. We spread far and wide.
Yeah. Well, it was also, I mean, there were a lot of people there. I was like, you think there's only one pervert here?
She's dealt with perverts, yeah. But he's a town pervert.
Did they explain what made him the town pervert?
No, because I wasn't interested. I was like, listen. Mm-hmm. I was like, if he starts talking to me, I'll probably know it.
That's what they're going to say to me. I bet girls talk to each other and go, "Be careful, there's the, see that tall, gangly guy? Town
pervert." It's because you would stare.
Town pervert right now.
Hi.
You know, a game I used to play when we'd have the beer festival, there'd be 1,000 people, more than. And a game I used to play was, look at that girl over there, and let's see if we can guess what her name is. And then you go up to her and try to. But mostly they just thought, why are you staring at me?
Why wouldn't you just ask what my name is?
Yeah. But it was a game. It was like, who can get closer? Yeah. I say Melissa. You say Cynthia. Who, what is it?
And then you go up to her after staring for 10 minutes and go, Jessica.
And that's when they turn their mace on you. And that is like, that's how you get the reputation as the town pervert.
Fine.
I'll tell you, I mentioned to you a minute ago, you know I'm considered a horrible person. You know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have an event at a place called Dill Dinkers on Saturday. It's a new indoor pickleball facility. And of course, I volunteered to go.
I was going to say, yeah.
Great. So I went. I was thoroughly impressed. Big crowd. A lot of people.
Now that you're kind of a expert, do you walk into a place and give it like a look over like, nice nets. Yes.
Yeah.
Proper alignment on the flooring. Yes, yes.
You know Rocky, the promotions guy?
Yeah.
Well, he was there. And, you know, halfway through it, he's like, everybody's playing pickleball around us. All 10 courts are filled. And he says, well, what are the rules here?
Glad you asked.
So 5 minutes into it, I look at him.
Grab a paddle.
He was fashioning a noose to hang himself. He's like, can I get this over that beam up there?
He's in what's called the kitchen.
I said that.
It gets a little hot in the kitchen sometimes.
And one player was like, he needs to get closer to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I went from rules to here's strategy and here's how you play. And his eyes glazed over like you would not believe. I mean, it was.
Can you imagine regretting a question more?
Oh, no.
Oh.
At one point, he just walked away and came back, and I was still talking. BB Shea does that sometimes, too. I'll be talking to him while he's out of the room. I don't even know he's out of the room, and he comes back.
Oh, I'm glad you're continuing that tradition.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. That happened with Chris Dem a lot.
Chris Dem used to just leave for the day.
Yeah.
And Chris Kelly just be talking for 5 minutes, and he'd look up, and Chris Dem would be getting in his car.
Mm-hmm. You know what some jokester did at the gym? BB Shea's back to the gym tomorrow, by the way. It's exciting. I told you they had that whiteboard question. Like, a couple of weeks ago, it was like, do you put your water on your toothbrush before the paste or after the paste? Pancakes or waffles. They do this, especially during the summer. It's interactive. You go up and put your answer on there. So last week, I don't think BB Shea's seen this. They put it up the day after you came last week. The question was, what celebrity would you most like to work out next to? Some prankster put Chris Dem. I was like, double fingers. Double fingers.
Oh.
And there I am just standing. I have to stare at that. What celebrity?
Shot. Joke's on you. He'd never come.
Exactly. But I can't write my own name. I wouldn't do that. Chris Dem. Like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare bring that name in here. So
fall for this cult.
I tried to get him in.
Yeah.
I tried to drag him in there to be part of the cult. He wouldn't go. So anyway, we go to the Dill Dinkers pickleball facility. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Everybody has a nice time. I'm there from 3 to 5. So about 4:45, the owner comes up and says, do you have time to play a couple of games after? And I said, do I have time? I immediately ripped off my shirt.
Yeah,
I thought you'd never ask. I'm ready. I'm ready to play. He goes, I got the championship court reserved at 5 o'clock if you'd play a couple of games with me and my son and another guy.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm in. So we played, and it was very nice. We played 3 games, and it was very, very nice. Worked up a sweat. He's like, do you need to borrow a paddle? I said, always travel with it. I had it right there in my hands.
You were ready.
I was ready.
Yeah.
So Rocky, the promotions guy, leaves in the two guys named Chris van at 5 o'clock. But I stay. I say, thanks, Rocky. No time to help you load up. I got to go play here on championship.
Sorry, they've reserved the champions court.
So how many speakers did I carry? None. Yeah. How many tables did I carry? None.
If you want to stick around and watch a champion, you can, Rocky.
Exactly. Rocky says, man, it looks like rain out there. I was like, well, good luck. This is an indoor facility. Yeah. I was inside. So we played, you know, half hour, 40 minutes, something like that. Great time. Really enjoyed the play. Everybody played well. Very good games. So I said, all right, I got to go. The court was reserved for the next player. All right, got to go. Thank you all. Shook the hands, all that. Now we're an hour later. I'm driving home. Up in the distance, in the heavy rainstorm, I see the two guys named Chris Van broken down on the side of the road. You know what I did? Zoomed right on by.
Ooh.
I think that says, you know,
that stinks.
I hope Rocky's a real.
Just in my rearview mirror, I saw him waving to me.
Chris.
Oh, sorry, Rocky. Yeah. Can't turn around now. I'm out here on I-40. What can I do, you know? So then I thought, oh, my God, how can I get around this? I'll tell him I went the other direction home. And there's really only.
Oh, with the scenic route?
There's only one route. There's only one route. What a terrible, terrible thing. Obviously.
I went through the mountains and back down south and up again.
Yeah, I wanted to take a five-hour route home, so I didn't see you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she broke down on the side of the road. Later, I got video of it being towed.
That was fun. Yeah. We all were a part of that.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I passed it. Rocky doesn't need my help, does he?
Yeah.
It's only a huge rainstorm with a bunch of lightning. And a big deal.
No air conditioning. It's like 100 degrees.
Right on by, 100 degrees, no air conditioning in that thing. What are you going to do? You know.
He also told me later his phone was on 6%.
Oh man. So I thought he couldn't use any help. Yeah.
He's got this under control.
I think this is a life lesson about charging your phone, wouldn't you say?
I guess he spent the night in the van.
Somebody will eventually see me.
Yeah, whatever. They'll eventually see me. God, one time, many years ago, I was leaving the station about a mile down the road, and the program director at the time, Jeff McHugh, had a car accident in his RX-7, and I went,
hey, that looks like Jeff's.
Boy, I hope that's not. That was the one afterwards he bought a really nice Corvette.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we started saying, nice car. Sorry about your penis. Oh, man.
Frankly, the RX-7 was like a step.
Exactly.
He's heading that direction.
Exactly. Well, he was probably 40. We were like, love the new car. Sorry to hear you have such a small penis. That was always a fun thing to do. Ah, he was a good sport. What are you going to do?